here in the Kina Mutual Group studios, and we are doing some wonderful interviews with some wonderful folks, and we have one of them in our studio lounge here, Miss Becky Garten, and we're talking about emerging risks and trends. My gosh, I mean, we were talking before the recording, this could go in a million directions.
It sure could. But,
but let's narrow it down here. So what are some of the pressing risks that are impacting credit unions today? What do we need to be looking out for?
Sure. So like you mentioned, there's a lot of things we could go on and on and on. So a lot of what we do is try to bucket our risks. And so we look at a lot of emerging risk topics and whether they're technology, fraud and scams, operational risk, litigation.
Yeah.
But there's a few that we've definitely kind of had on our radar for a little while and we continue to look at. Social engineering. It's huge right now. So social engineering, we're looking at the branch of the future and kind of the branch reimagined and what does that look like for credit unions and how they're going to respond to that.
Okay.
Card fraud.
Can I stop you right there?
Sure.
How is that a risk or is it a trend?
Yeah.
The social engineering of a branch.
The social, well, so they're separate.
Okay.
Oh, so
okay.
The social engineering piece, we're looking at phishing, smishing, kind of all those ishing terms. but phishing really being kind of going back to basics.
Oh yeah, and
fraud.
It still works.
Yes, it definitely
Believe
still
it or not,
works.
Yeah.
So a lot of credit unions might think cyber is one of their biggest risks right now.
Okay.
And what we've often said is that their phishing is 91% of data breaches start with phishing. So working on, you know, what do you have in place for phishing? Do you have penetration testing? You know, we often recommend know before. I know we use it at CUNY Mutual Group. We recommend that to our credit unions to test. And so phishing, smishing, which is the text message phishing, vishing, which has cost credit unions a lot of money and consumers in general, which is the telephone scams.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We've probably all received those. And then, of course, the social engineering through the business CEO email compromises. And you've probably heard about those
too.
As well.
Yep.
So
yep.
Dramatic increase of like 133%.
Goodness.
In CEO email compromises.
Wow.
So
I just got one the other day about, and I read a story about it. Your social security number has been, I can't remember the terminology, but it was about my social security number being, I can't remember the terminology, but I went, what? What is that? And I almost fell for it, but I went online and researched it and found out that it was a scam.
Sure.
It's getting people to give whomever is sending out the emails their social security number.
Absolutely.
So my radar went right up and my antenna went, oh my gosh, wait a minute.
Right.
So
yeah, and in these cases, what they're doing is the fraudster is purporting to be CEO or someone in authority. And they've done their homework. So they know that that employee isn't even at the credit union. So they're getting in and purporting to be that person from their home email often even. And they'll send an instruction email to, I'm out of the office. I forgot to send that last minute wire.
Oh, wow.
Will you send that for me?
Oh,
let
gosh.
Me know when you've done it. And they're doing it. So they play on human emotions, the vulnerability, and they can often be very threatening too. So, you know, I've had a lot of the phone calls where, you know, it's the automated phone call that if you don't respond to this, use this claim number when you return our call. But it could mean you could go to jail. It could mean a million things. So we've seen a dramatic increase in those, for sure.
I bet. Yeah. Well, these are our times that we're living in. This is kind of our new normal now.
Right.
And we really have to be vigilant about this type of stuff. And it's credit unions can really step up in this area too and educate their members on this type of stuff, right?
Absolutely. We have several resources. In fact, we kind of designated the month of January was really around social engineering and how to really get around that and, you know, help your members to make sure they keep their information safe.
Right.
And as well as employees. So it really is creating that culture from the top down is what we recommend. You know, do that testing. Have everyone within the credit union, even board, do that testing. I think they say on average about we all receive about 16 malicious phishing emails a month.
Oh, goody.
So you multiply that by the number of credit union employees at a credit union, and it can just be astronomical. And they're getting in, they're working, and they're very good at what they do. So
yeah, it's not just some lone person in a basement somewhere. These are like big syndicates and networks and stuff now. Yeah. So it's a science now for sure.
For sure.
So when it comes to social engineering fraud, what are, oh, we talked about the scams. I apologize.
That's all
So you mentioned, let's talk about some other trends that are happening. One of them was active shooter that really kind of stuck out in my mind. And this is again, unfortunately, it's kind of our new normal now.
I would agree.
It's really unfortunate, but what's your take on this trend and the incidents that could happen and how can credit unions be ready for something like this?
Right. So I think credit unions as an organization as well have to be prepared for this.
Mm-hmm.
And so as anybody would say, you know, how do you prepare for an active shooter situation?
Right.
And so, you know, it's really training instinct.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a little bit different than just following a process and a procedure.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really creating, again, that culture and that awareness around what you do, how to handle in the event that there is an incident.
Right.
And so we've worked with, we have a couple different risk consultants on our team that are ALICE certified, which is the active shooter training certification.
Okay.
And so together with their resources and some with our marketing partners, we've created some really nice training materials that we have on our website for credit unions.
Mm-hmm.
We now have a training module and some tabletop exercises that can be used. So again, it's teaching that instinct and just that awareness and that instead of just not talking about it and training for it, you actually write it into your incident response plan. And how are you going to respond to that and the steps that you're going to take?
Oh my gosh, the things that are occurring today, but that it's a necessity now.
Absolutely.
We have to be aware of it. Are there any other pressing items that we need to be aware of? Trends, risks, all that type of stuff?
Yeah, so I mentioned kind of the branch of the future, kind of a reimagined branch.
Yeah.
So, you know, the different generations are looking for a different feel.
Mm-hmm.
So their credit unions are kind of moving away, some credit unions, from that traditional teller counter, the traditional branch.
Yeah.
And they're going maybe with more of a kiosk style approach where you now stand next to me as I'm your teller.
Mm-hmm.
And what does that look like for that employee who has tenure with the credit union, who's always worked with that, you know, that teller counter to really kind of separate them from the member and just kind of give them a sense of security.
Right.
And, you know, working with different equipment. You know, we now, instead of just your traditional teller drawers, we have ITMs, the interactive teller machines. Maybe they have just the teller cash recyclers instead of the drawers. So just really, what does that look like for the data that you're securing within, the money, the your employees, everything? And so, you know, what does that bring with that?
So as the branch changes, the training of the employees in that branch changes too, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because there's so many, because of the, again, the technology.
Right,
kind of changing everything.
Yep,
so,
changes everything. And that, you know, that employee that has, you know, always maybe had a chair and standing behind that teller counter is now asked to just stand, you know, for a certain amount of hours, and how are you adjusting to that and accommodating that employee as well? So,
because, a lot of times we're taking it, the branch of the future, for example, we're always looking at it from the member perspective.
Right.
You know, how are we going to make it better for the member?
Yeah.
But we got to think about the employees too that are going to be at that branch all day long.
Absolutely.
So how are we going to, you know, how are we going to help them? How are we going to train them? That type of stuff.
Yeah.
So it's good to look at both sides of the coin there.
Right, and absolutely. Making them feel safe.
Safety is a big one.
Still.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So let's see here. What's happening on the litigation front or on the compliance side? What's going on there?
Yeah, so compliance and litigation, there's always something, right? So it's kind of resurfaced again, but we're seeing the NSF overdraft fee litigation. And kind of two pieces to that. We were seeing multiple the same transaction charged twice for NSF insufficient funds. And so typically electronic payments would come through, there would be insufficient funds in the account. They would send it through, they would charge an NSF fee, send it through again, and it still would be insufficient funds. They charge them again. And so they're saying, you know, you can only charge per transaction one NSF fee.
Gotcha.
And then another piece to that was pre-authorization holds. So you go to a merchant and, you know, you swipe your card or insert it, and there's a pre-authorization that holds for a certain amount of days before it posts to the account.
Oh, really?
So you may have, it shows that there was available funds at that time.
Right.
Maybe another transaction comes in the meantime before that hold's released, and it takes the account negative.
Right.
And so what they're saying there is you can't charge that NSF fee because it showed that you had funds set aside for that, and they were there. So those are the pieces to that with the litigation right now.
Interesting, because I would think they would, there would be some sort of, again, technology. There would be a way to kind of take those funds and kind of, I don't know, set them aside or save them while that pre-authorization is occurring.
Right.
So you don't have that negative, I guess, that negative NSF occurring.
Yes.
So, wow.
Yeah.
That's something to think about.
Yes.
Wow, I haven't thought about that. Gosh, anything else on the horizon we need to talk about? Because I know there was the last couple of years there's been the ADA lawsuits and things like that happening with the websites, but that seems to be kind of simmering down
now. Yeah, kind of simmering down a little bit. There's a little bit more of a focus around CCPA, the California Consumer Protection Act.
We were just talking about that. Yeah.
Okay, so that's been a little bit more of a shift in focus right now with that. I think we're always talking about plastic card fraud. We'd be remiss if we didn't.
Oh, yeah.
It's forever changing.
As long as the plastic's there, it's going to happen.
It's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So we're looking at that. We definitely have seen a little bit of a shift from card present fraud over to card not present fraud. And so with now 3D Secure 2.0 being implemented, you know, what's that going to look like for credit unions in helping them kind of combat that card not present fraud where there weren't so many.
Yeah, when EMV occurred and then the fraud shifted to card not present. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh boy.
Yeah, so lots.
Fun.
Lots on our radar. Yes.
Yeah, your job must be very exciting.
It is. It is very
exciting.
Keeping
track of all this type of stuff and helping credit unions stay on top of it.
So. We have a great team that works on risks of all kinds, and so we're continually creating resources around them, and so we can help credit unions as best we can.
Good stuff. Yeah, you guys are doing a great job. All right, Becky, anything else? Any final words of wisdom to wrap up here? I mean, we've set out quite the buffet of trends and risks.
I would just say we have a lot of resources available. You know, use us. We really hope credit unions come to us so we can help you. Our main goal is really to help credit unions kind of rise above their risk.
Indeed.
And so that's what we're here for.
All right. Great message to end on. Becky, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well done. Becky Garten, CUNA Mutual Group, talking about emerging risks and trends. And you guys are helping credit unions stay on top of them. Good job.
Thank you. There